A few words about the strike now. This is an honest appeal to everyone in this room and everyone in our community. Now, over the last 9 months, the support we've had has been incredible. We've had a lot of money come, we've had a lot of food come, and we've had a lot of clothes come. But in this point in time, we need physical support on these picket lines. Now I'm appealing to everybody in this room, after this holiday's over, get out and join us on these picket lines. Now a few experiences about it myself throughout the strike. I was stopped on the Dartford Tunnel, but was going to Yorkshire. The coppers turned us round, they told us we couldn't go up into Yorkshire to join the Yorkshire Miners. They thought we was going to Nottingham. So they stopped us going out of the county picketing. I've been arrested twice, and now the bail conditions are that I can't go out of Kent to go picketing. There's a conspiracy by the police and the magistrates to stop us from winning this strike. While I'm talking about the police, I'd just like to say this. The blacks in this country have been treated like shit, and nobody's helped them. The Irish in this country have been treated like shit, and nobody's helped them. Them green and common women, for the last 3 years have been dragged all over this country, and nobody's really helped them. Now they've come for the miners. Now they've come for the NUM. Now they've come from the trade union movement. You've got to get off your arse to help us. Now, through this strike there's been a lot of poetry. This is my one and only poem. Justice for the miners, down with the police state. Victory to the miners, victory to all working people in struggle throughout the world. Now tonight it gives me great pleasure to introduce...
Whoa, whoa.